Hey, it's Josh Mankiewicz. You're about to hear a preview from the new season of Dateline Missing in America and the story of Logan Schindelman.
May 20th, 2016. 63 degrees under mostly clear skies in Tumwater, Washington, just south of the state capital, Olympia. Around 3 p.m. that Friday, traffic on Interstate 5 was zipping along at 70 miles an hour. That's when something alarming came into focus. A black convertible, top up, was definitely not following the rules of the road.
And it started rolling, and actually rolled across three lanes of freeway.
The 1996 Chrysler Sebring was drifting diagonally from the far right southbound lane toward the median. Other cars had to speed up or swerve to avoid hitting it. Then, after a few dangerous seconds, the Sebring stopped.
Finally impacted on the center barrier, and that in itself is sort of unusual.
That's Mike Ware. He wishes he'd been at the scene that day because he has strong opinions about what happened, and not just because of the 39 years he spent in the local sheriff's office or because of what police were about to find in the Sebring. Mike has a lot to say because what happened on the highway that day was something much more personal to him. It was the beginning of a mystery that shattered his own family. The convertible disrupting traffic on the freeway belonged to Mike's 19-year-old nephew, Logan Schindelman. Only Logan wasn't in the car. No one was. And Logan has now been missing for more than 7 years. We first featured Logan's story in our digital series in 2016, just weeks after he vanished. In this episode, we'll take you deeper into his literally baffling disappearance. This is the story of a teenager who was wrestling with questions that many 19-year-olds grapple with, plus a few that many do not.
It was almost like he was afraid to talk about it.
It's also about the people who loved him fiercely.
Sometimes I'll hear music that'll make me think about him, and, you know, the tears just flow. I really miss him.
I want him to still be alive.
I know you do.
One of the questions they have is who or what was on Logan's mind the week he disappeared, and whether he felt he was in danger.
He told his grandmother, I'm not going to make it.
Search for Dateline Missing in America to hear the latest episode and follow now.